It's the Daily Talk Show, episode 873.
Happy Monday, Gronks. What's happening? What's going on? How are we, JJ?
Very good, thank you. Big day for BMC. Day one of Jess Lucas joining us full-time as general manager.
Yes.
Oh, welcome, Jess. Thank you. She's welcome. Not actually here, but if you listen to the audio,
No one's in my house. It's just, just me. We're in lockdown still. That should end soon, though.
How's daylight savings treating you?
Oh, mate, I feel rough today. Just, like, feel good, energy-wise, like, good, you know, just feeling good about myself. But just rough as in yesterday, this would have been a classic line across parents, across Victoria. And it was, mate, how good was our sleep in? We got a good sleep in. And then you just bank it. You just like, because you got to bank the sleep ins when you get them. You're just like, fuck, what amazing. Bodhi slept till 8:30. And then it hits you that it's daylight savings. And you get like,
so so does that mean, so I didn't even, like, all my clocks and stuff change, right? So you don't even really feel it. Bree and I heard a girl like at 1 o'clock going, oh, it's daylight savings. Like just worked it out.
Well, exactly. We went to the coffee shop and the lady told me, and then I just looked at Amy, oh, no. Because we thought Bodhi had a big sleep in. And so, when the kid sleeps in, everything's good, but no one slept in. We got up at 7:30. It was just 8:30, the new time, the daylight.
So, this is, it always really ruins my mind. So, I'm trying to understand this. So,
if so right now is 7:30 a.m., in last week's time frame.
Sure.
So if you're feeling a bit tired, it's because it's 7:30 a.m., but it's actually gone forward to 8:30 a.m.
And so when Bodhi woke up, did he wake up at 8:30 the new time?
8:30 the new time.
Well, that's so good.
No, it's not, because he hadn't actually had a sleep in.
But the time's changed. You don't have to worry about him having a sleep in because it's done it for you. No? So, does that have some sort of back-end result? So, because doesn't this just mean every single time now? Is it because it's going to be harder to get him to sleep?
Oh, everything shifts. You know, like, this is the thing, JJ. Like, my brother has a year and a bit old boy, and he has a 12:45 strict daytime nap. And it can go for 3 hours. Like, it's a huge, that's a big daytime sleep.
Yeah.
It's a huge sleep. So, 12:45, he needs to hit that. But 12:45 is now 1:45, the new time. Because 12:45 is actually 11:45. So, you can't. So, yesterday, my brother had, the kid was still fired up. They haven't changed. They don't. They don't own an iPhone. Their iPhone hasn't just ticked forward and
the iPod all Touch doesn't automatically. is this good long term? Do you like daylight savings?
I've got no problem with it. It's just it is just the initial, exactly, confusion, which is where you're at. You don't know where you are right now.
It is a little bit confusing, like trying to work out in my head. I'm just going to go. Like, I'm not trying to outsmart the time shift.
I used to have to record ads for the radio station when I was working CHEP, saying, don't forget to put your clocks forward, like physically telling people to do it. Like, that was only 2015. But I guess there still is a bunch that you need. Like, the car you got to do.
Sure. Yeah, we had to do the oven. The oven was the big one for us. I think that was about it. Yeah.
Microwave.
I mean, that's why you need a smart oven. That's why I need the smart barbecue. Wouldn't have to reset the timer on that.
Well, Traeger grill runs off your app. It runs like you can run your iPhones.
Are you onto the Traeger? The fact that you remember the name. Have you been looking into it? Or
it's, I mean, this is the power of podcast advertising, Josh Jansen. Yeah. It's
you know, I mean, they're not a sponsor. I'd love them to be.
That would be amazing. But you should hear the ads Joe Rogan does for them.
Oh, really? Mate.
He's been an absolute champion of that brand. He would have done $20 million in sales for them. Seriously.
Yeah, yeah.
He talks about just the chips, you know, the sawdust mm-hmm. chips that you put in there, and you have hickory smoked. Oh, I mean, I could flavor. Do his live read. But mm-hmm. as I'm listening to it, I'm just like, I want to cook something. I don't even hunt. I don't want to start hunting. Mm-hmm. I need more meat. Yeah. Like, I don't need more meat, but I will. Anyway, I've been this week I just looked at the forecast and pretty rainy in Melbourne,
mm-hmm.
which coincides with the fifth day into our walking challenge. Problems.
Yeah.
I mean, that's
how
problems.
How are you going with the steps? Because I've still need to connect to the step thing that Jess set up, which is like the whole charity bit to it. So I'm just using health.
Yes,
and I have, because Jess has an Apple Watch, we're competing on like our activity rings. So I've got that set up.
Great.
But
does that actually get you to steps? Is that, I can see, ring.
Yeah. So it's like a percentage thing. It's a little bit annoying, but I can click through and see that Jess has done 570 steps today.
What's more annoying, the Apple Watch telling you to breathe or mm-hmm. your mum telling you to breathe when you're a teenager? Just breathe, Josh. Just take some deep breaths.
I don't think mum ever did. I mean, mum.
She never did that. That was my mum, Yogi. Six in, six out.
Yeah. Yeah, what would mum say? Have a piece of fruit would be my mum's breathe. Have a piece of fruit. But I smashed it the last 2 days.
Good work.
In steps. So I'll just tell you how many steps. Do you want to tell me first, how many steps did you do on Saturday?
Well, I can tell you what I did on Saturday.
Yeah.
But I'll tell you, I think it needs more sort of clarification. 11,347.
Mm-hmm. Asking you how many steps you did is like asking Trump's doctor whether he had oxygen or not. I could tell you that. Not right but now.
I need to tell you something first.
So, how many did you say you did?
11,347.
Okay. Yep. And then Sunday?
19,168.
19,000?
Yeah.
Oh, that's good.
But so, I don't say that to impress you, because that took me 3.5 hours.
Uh-huh.
And to be fair, I was not trying. I wanted to get out of the house, and I had... And next minute, I've been gone for 3.5 hours. The police have been called. Amy's tracking me on my fucking, you know,
iPhone. How long did you say you were going to be gone for?
I just said I'm going for a walk. I need to get about 14,000 steps. Next minute, I think I'm Leveson, and I'm fucking mm-hmm. exploring the wilderness.
No, I get it.
I stopped twice for a little lie down.
Whereabouts?
Just on the grass.
I was just in a park, not on the freeway.
Along the freeway, in
what
the
time
golf
of day?
Course. This was 2 p.m. till whatever 3.5 hours is.
Okay, yeah,
after that, yeah. Saw some kangaroos. Saw a lot of things.
Mm-hmm.
I'm basically David Attenborough.
That's huge. I mean, I don't know how much.
But let me tell you. So this is doing. Well, let me tell you. I don't see that as a consistent for me whatsoever.
Mm-hmm.
I have gone back because we're 5 days into the year. Sorry, into the October month, into the year.
Into the walking
I start my
year.
Month when I start my walk.
Yeah, I get it. Challenge. The walking year.
My walking year. What I've done, I have calculated, because I fucked up on Friday. I only did 2,100 steps.
Mm-hmm.
And so, what I've done is I've got myself to an average of just over 10,000 per day, which is what I'm doing. 10,000 per day. So, I'm at the average. I'm over it, 42,000 right now. And so, today, if I get 10,000, I'll be at 52,000. Sure. So, all I'm trying to do is if I missed one day, I'm just going to make it up. And I don't want to have to do that 3.5 hour walk again mm-hmm. whatsoever. But what did you do? How have you gone?
I did on Saturday, I did 18,735 steps. And then Sunday... Hang on, give me a sec. Only 15,372. But so I need to be getting, if I get that around the 18,000 mark a day, I'll be good.
Yeah. How long did it take on Saturday? Because you hit that. What's the time?
Like, you don't really feel it. Like, I mean, you feel like you feel
all right,
just
Trump.
You just go for a little walk, and then before you know it, you've done billions of steps. No, it's but
a
I
Saturday. It is a Saturday though. It's the weekend. Yeah. There's something cruisy about the weekend. So the thing is, no time restraints.
Yeah. So the thing that's going to play into my favor is it's you have to take Bodhi into daycare. You have to, you know, bath him in the evening. Like that is prime walking time. And so I like you've got a smaller, you're trying to get 300,000 steps. I'm trying to get 500,000. I think it's a good handicap system based on the extra time that I have.
I like that.
Podcasts, so, audiobooks, phone calls.
Are you on average for the month of October yet? Have you looked at
No, I wouldn't be. I wouldn't be because if we're – I would need to do a few more 18,000 days to get there because it used to be I would have to do 16,500. But it's you can see the little bits where you're starting to get sore. I think the key is breaking them up into two sessions. One in the morning, one in the evening, and that's fine. Doing the whole, like Brian and I did the whole, you know, 15,000 or whatever. One go yesterday.
It's a big challenge, isn't it? You know, like I got home and I needed snacks.
Yeah. Well, I just need to, like, I had a cold shower. It felt so good. Yesterday I had some chafing issues.
Oh, dude, me too.
It was a nightmare. And so, like, that's, if you got rid of chafing and you got rid of the reason this is so fun, the annoying thing about the chafing is it was because I was being self-conscious and I put my undies band sort of just like above my gut so I didn't feel so
fat. I like the feeling of that.
I like that. Like it feels like you're sort of safe, right? It's like your belt. Doesn't it? Maybe I need some sort of chastity belt that I can wear.
You just need Lululemons.
Yeah. But the problem was by pulling them up higher, all of a sudden the chafe factor increased, whereas if I'd kept them – my normal sort of where I keep them, they're fine. And so
I should have worn a G string.
Yeah, I know. I don't know if a G string wouldn't help with feeling.
Well, pulling
secure,
them up,
you,
nah.
You know, well, unless I had a real thick band,
might make you feel sexy.
Yeah, yeah, that's true.
Might go the opposite way.
Yeah. A bit you're curvy, a bit. No, yeah. Just pull it in where it needs to. And so anyway. Chafing. But I'm not the guy. I refuse to buy any product for chafing. I'm not putting on any chafing gel. I'm not like, I refuse to do that.
Well, I suffered the same. I had a blister. That was the shoes that I wore on I did 11,000 on Saturday.
That's good.
And I learnt that the shoes that I was wearing with the socks that I was in, no go. So I upgraded blister. Still there, but no, it's not bad. I did have the chafing though. The thing is, you need bike shorts. I think that's going to stop it. Getting some sort of bike shorts.
Well, my undies are almost like that. Like I've got like the Reebok or the Calvin Klein, where it's the they're like briefs. Is briefs
I know. I've got those too, but they're not made for the.
But it's mine's like a sports material.
I literally was wearing those same yesterday. Okay. And the skin type. Like if you were wearing skins, it probably wouldn't happen. Yeah, yeah. You think about how compression it's got.
Mm-hmm.
It's got all of it. Hey, just one thing before we sort of move on from the walk chat. 31st of October falls on a Saturday. And that is the day before 97's birthday.
Mm-hmm.
But it's also the last day of our step challenge.
Great.
Is there a walking party?
Oh, yeah. I like that idea.
Is there a... He doesn't drink. Like, is there a... not a pub cruise, but like the restrictions should be stopped. We should be able to walk in group in like with a few people or we could even just socially distance and go on a big trek, get like 40Ks in that day.
Oh, that's
get
fun.
Get thousands of steps. Like
thousands. Yeah, I love that. Yeah.
Get real far, get picked up the other side. Like,
and
there's
so
something
Sev's,
about-
do we meet Sev somewhere and then he starts the walk?
Yeah.
Could he, I mean, if we're allowed to, it'd be great to do some sort of, Yeah, we'd be able to do the show walking. That would be fun.
Do the show walking. There could, I mean, depending on the situation in Victoria, people, you know, you could, there could be a few people just like, basically what I'm wanting is people holding out snakes for us. Lolly
yeah,
snakes.
Yeah. Well, I don't know if you can do that in 2020.
True, true. I mean,
they could just give us the whole packet.
Whole packet.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, or like killer python in the single sort of
yeah,
plastic sort of thing.
Do you remember all those single things from 7-Eleven? Do you have nostalgic memories of 7-Eleven specifically?
No, no. So 7-Eleven for me was something that was for the inner city or the city. Like, we didn't have 7-Eleven. Like, now I think mobile was all the mobile service stations have been replaced by 7-Eleven, but
a bunch of them.
7-Eleven was sort of like Krispy Kremes in the sense of like Americana. Like, if it's like Carl's Jr. or something, right? Like, oh, it's pretty trendy. It's pretty cool. You see it in the movies.
Yeah, well, I had one near me. The phone number that you call me on, thanks to 7-Eleven's prepaid mobile.
Oh, that's right.
It was Optus, but I went. That's where I rode my bike down when I was in year six to get my prepaid SIM.
Could you get it yourself? Did you do it on your own?
Yeah, yes.
Oh, that's good.
Well, because you're going to activate it all. It seems bizarre. Could a 12-year-old buy a SIM pack now? I don't know the law around it.
I mean, a lot of like when you're overseas, you're always having to give your passports in and things like that when you're wanting a phone number. But yeah, I'm not sure.
Oh,
but
like at the like in America at the store at the
yeah. You always have to
know. Got to know where it's coming from. Yeah, yeah, very nostalgic for me. 7-Eleven.
Back. What would you get? What sort of food?
Oh, big bosses. The killer pythons, the long ones. You know, we had a Doritos scam going once where you could, we also had a Mars bar scam going.
Yes,
Remember the Mars bar scam?
So, Dandenong Basketball Stadium, I reckon their canteen nearly went broke with the amount of Mars bars. And so I thought it was like winning because, like, on basketball, like on the school holiday camps, I would like to say 6 wins in a row. And they're big Mars bars.
What was it? Tell us what happened. What was
it? So, it was you would open it up. It felt like gambling. Like, it really got me fired up. Like, it worked so well because I bought Mars bars with the idea that I could double it. And you would open it up and you would see, like, a one free Mars bar or, like, better luck next time. And I don't know whether this was by design or what, but I reckon... Yeah, there was a time where I got like 5 in a row and I just thought like it was the funniest shit ever going up to the canteen, like, got another one. And I was pretty sure that she thought that I was like had some sort of scam going on.
Yeah, well, we had a scam going on. You could roll the wrapper slightly without opening it, hold it up in the light and see which one was actually a winning bar.
So how would you do that? So you're in the shop.
Yeah, because it was a big store and there weren't at the front. This was like aisles, maybe 2 aisles, smallish 7-Eleven. Walk to the back, grab it, hold it up. They didn't know what was going on. They didn't know what was happening.
Yeah, yeah. They wouldn't have cared either, would they?
Then there was another scam going on, which this was grade 5. Oh, I'm getting nostalgic. I remember Doritos had these chips in them. Not the actual chip.
Like Tazos.
Yeah, it's like a Tazo, and then there was like a piece of paper on there, and there was like some scratchy thing to get. It was gambling for chips.
Yeah.
And so...
Oh, I do remember the scratchies that we got in the Doritos.
Yeah, dude.
Man, can they not do them anymore? Because I feel like it's been so long that I've bought food for the aim of winning something.
Yeah, maybe you can't anymore. Anyway, these kids learned how to forge them. Like, legit forge the Doritos. Right. So, the only person going under was the actual canteen. Yeah. Because you got to think about it. They would send them back to the supplier. Maybe this is the issue. Because when you get given, say you buy a box of bars, and then you're having half the bars won somehow, you're probably sending the wrapper or giving it back to the distribution center to get those bars returned to you so you can sell them again.
Surely it's they already know based on every box.
Nah, no way.
How many there's going to be?
Oh, that's a good point. So has four in it, and so we're going to give you a discount of four because you're going to have four loose. But what about this? What about if I'm a Gronk who just so happened to be in another suburb and I had six free bar things and I went in and I said, mate, I've got six free bars.
I'm actually tempted. Should we try and call my mate Chris? Actually, I won't, just in case he's lost his job at Mars or something in this tough time. I was going to say, it would be great to call Chris, who works in sales at Mars, and say, what are you looking at?
Did you hear about the Disney, the mass exodus? Yeah.
Isn't it fucked up that that's a consideration now? It's like, oh, shit, like recession. Yeah, they
28,000 workers lost their job due to the pandemic at Disney. That is so many people. Wow. Yeah,
it's not ideal. And yeah, just before we started recording, New York mayor is considering closing down 19 neighborhoods to avoid a second wave, which is crazy. Yeah, so
outside of the island, over in Brooklyn. Queens. Very congested. Yeah, Queens. It's sad. I've seen a bunch of people move out of there just on social media, seeing them get out. It's full on.
Yeah.
I mean, in Australia, it's pretty very low at the moment. Mm-hmm. Very low. And so, come the end of the month, hopefully we're back open. Like, I saw music festivals going on up in Darwin.
Really?
Last week, I saw an artist, Illy, post a thing. It was like wild. So many people, hundreds and hundreds of people together.
So, are they doing social distancing in the other states? So, if you're in WA right now, are they still not hugging and kissing and stuff?
That's a good point. Yeah. So
shaking hands?
Yeah. Is that back in? If Polina's listening, we know she's from WA.
Yeah, yeah. What's going on?
Yeah. So masks aren't mandatory in somewhere like Sydney. This is what I do know. And you do see people very sort of close. But you're right. Has the handshake and kiss and the hug, is that coming back?
Yeah.
Because I feel in Victoria, it's going to be a little while.
Yeah, definitely.
Before I'm talking randoms. Like, I'd be happy.
You'll
like,
kill your parents with a with a COVID kiss, but just not a random. I get it. We started watching The Last Dance over the weekend.
Yeah.
It's great.
What do you think?
It's very good.
It's phenomenal.
What I love about it, so this is the Michael Jordan documentary.
Oh, mate, if you don't know, this is Josh. It was a long time ago. Everyone's watched it. You're the last man on earth.
Well, I had pushback on it because I think probably three or four different people in different groups were like, you have qualities of Michael Jordan, which feels so obnoxious. Like, there's something so obnoxious. It's the same thing when people will compare you to different things. I just don't like any sort of comparison because it feels like you're being a bit of a tryhard.
Especially to that fucking loser.
No. But also it's like, it's as if those qualities are the things that... He was also just a really fucking talented basketballer. You know what I mean?
Yeah, of course.
The best. But what I loved about it was the footage from the 90s. They had a crew that had unprecedented access to the Chicago Bulls. And it's just phenomenal. There's something so cool about watching. This was definitely recorded, filmed in 35mm film. Mm. And it's just, and you are seeing the sort of media scrums where they're all got their sort of, standard cameras and the wide shots where you're seeing them with all this old tech and all this sort of shit.
But
it looks beautiful and it sounds great. Like, the production value is extraordinary.
Yeah, I think, do you think Michael paid or whoever did was paying somebody to let's follow this guy? Let's follow this guy.
I think it must have been a Chicago Bulls thing. Yeah. I got the vibe that,
well,
like,
because he was out of there, because he left as well. Like, he went to play. True. I reckon. I wouldn't be surprised if he funded it. I wouldn't be surprised if MJ funded it. Was like, mate, get these cameras. Like the Jonas Brothers documentary I was telling you about. The amount of footage they have of the moments where they really popped. Like, it makes sense these days to just hit action. Uh-huh. Just have a bit of cash. You just pay some sort of D-Rock to follow you around.
But it is good. Like, you do feel like you feel bad for Scottie Pippen. You're thinking, mate, why don't they just pay him more? What did you think?
All of that. It's a bit...
Dennis Rodman, just a bit fucking whack.
he's great, though. He's just a... You see, if that guy didn't have basketball...
Yeah,
he would have gone off the cliff.
Did you see that? So Bree does the club. You'd definitely do this. It's like checking their net worth now.
Yeah, Scotty's doing all right. Scotty's
got 20 mil, but he had like 100. Like, because Bree, one of those things when we're watching a doco, she'll look ahead and see what ends up happening, and he ended up getting a nice payday. But Dennis Rodman, do you know what his net worth is now?
It'd be 300. He's got a lot of money, doesn't he? Or has he fucking cooked it?
Bree said that he had $500,000. Maybe she's fucked it. Maybe she meant five.
Is it the case? Dennis Rodman, net worth, $500,000. I don't know that. I mean, this is... I heard... You know, I'm the net worth guy.
Yeah.
And I love looking at this shit too. I was watching Lil Wayne, the rapper. Lil Wayne, not little... He was talking about the net worth thing.
Yeah.
He's like laughing about it.
Like, but even if it's like, so the thing is, I guess where a lot of those net worth things come from is they'll take the value of the company that you're, you know, part of or whatever, or that you have some ownership, and they do all this, you know, fancy stuff in the back end. But the fact that it's saying 500,000 would say, does he own a home?
I know.
But like, but he's had a great life, done some really cool shit. He's mates with Kim Jong-un.
I was thinking, surely,
and someone whose net worth is 500,000.
Yeah.
How much does he cost? How much would we have to pay him to do like a guest appearance, like guest speaking for a big media company event? If his net worth is 500,000,
hang on,
surely Dennis 2K... We could, you know, plus sandwiches.
We can get him for $750 on Cameo. Dennis Rodman is doing Cameo.
He's on Cameo. Okay. But I wonder what it would look like to... So Cameo's a very low barrier to entry sort of stuff.
Yeah.
What would it look like to have to just... If we want to get him on Zoom, you know, on a chat, I mean, you know.
I put a number to it. I reckon it would be...
25.
I reckon like four or five grand you could secure him for 15 minutes, I reckon, for a quick chat. If you've got 500 grand after playing and winning five NBA titles.
Yeah, your decision making. Do we know where his money went?
Well, Vegas. According to that, Coke, strippers. Yeah. He only made $25 million over his whole playing career.
Only. I mean, this is the thing. What a situation where you like to say Scottie Pippen. We feel bad for Scottie Pippen when he was making $2 million a year, type of thing. Like it's funny how we quickly adjust to whatever the market's telling us that they're worth.
Well, yeah. I mean, there's always going to be the people like at the top, like the Jordans. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Who knows? Who fucking knows? It's a bizarre thing. Like, they're also, like I just saw. So, for instance, happens in music too. I just saw, do you know who Logic is? He's a rapper.
I was going to say DJ. Okay. Yeah. Rapper.
He's awesome. He's an awesome rapper, and he posted a text thread with his mate, which, I mean, it's probably pretty out there to do this, but he probably just doesn't give a shit. Let me just read it to you. So I want to see if he's deleted. No, hasn't deleted it. So he says, mm-hmm. just shows a message thread with his mate. Hey, Bob. His name's Bobby. Hey, Bobby, you got a sec? And he says, I'll call you after dinner. And the guy says, okay, cool. And then Bobby says, everything okay? And then his mate says, yeah, just wondering if everything is okay because I haven't seen a penny from the album or the sessions, and that's weird, bro. And then his caption, he goes hard. I'll just read the first bit. Def Jam Records, can you please pay my friends and musicians that have made my albums great? This is ridiculous at this point. And so the record, so he's made the money. Like, he's the artist at the front that's probably got the check for, you know, $5 million or whatever for the album signing. And then the people who help.
The engineers or the subbies and
the
stuff.
The people that so brought annoying. It together. Yeah, yeah. So the Pippin who was instrumental in Jordan's success don't get the money. Like, it happens across the board in the industry. It's going to happen. And so, it's robbery. It's fuck, you jump in the comments, 5,000 comments. Whew.
Did they end up getting it sorted? How long ago was this?
Oh, this was literally last night.
Oh, really? This would be interesting to follow.
So, this is, I just love looking at some comments, especially drama. Ones with blue ticks. To anyone hating on this, he has obviously tried to contact them in every way possible, and this is the last straw effort. This is how toxic the major label community is. Watch and pay attention. That is true. But maybe he hasn't. But yeah, it'd be like, imagine having a record label and that's how someone's communicating to you that there's an issue. It's over an Instagram post.
We hear these types of stories. So, especially in our business where it's like we're a production company, you have a client. It's like a production company not paying the cinematographers and editors and all that sort of thing, but getting the money from the client. And then this is at a point where the contractors are going direct to the client saying, hey, what's the deal? I remember, I've nearly had to go to that point with when I was younger. People are... Yeah. Shit operators. It's very annoying. And it makes me... But the good thing is that we went through versions of that stuff where we had middlemen that we're so sensitive now to make sure that contractor... Like, that's part of the deal. Like, if you're a contractor, if you're like... You get paid... Like, it's... You would hear these stories where it's like, sorry, client won't pay, so we can't pay you. It's like it's a pretty hard pill to swallow.
Yeah. The problem is when people use that excuse and it's not true because if they haven't paid, but then that should be communicated. But even the thing, right?
Is like, who's taking on the risk? Like, I feel that
exactly,
if you're if you're doing the work, I think that if you're the production company, I feel that you should be taking the risk. I don't think that, I think that you go, far and beyond what you would need to do to make sure that you pay the contractors versus just being like, sorry guys, didn't get paid one.
Don't take it on, and if it is, and the person can accept, the contractor could say, well, I'm willing to take the risk too. But if the person is trying to split the risk with the cinematographer or somebody, the contractor, but it's not fair.
That rarely happens though, doesn't it?
Rarely. What's the interest of the contractor wanting to take the risk there? They're just wanting to do the job.
And also, at what point, if you aren't sure whether you're going to get paid from the client, it's probably a sign that you should avoid them.
I mean, I've only had one not pay. Others just take time. But I think that's lucky, dude.
Yeah. I've had one where they were pushing back on stuff and I was just like, don't bother paying, but don't contact me type of thing. Okay. Awesome. All right. It's a Daily Talk Show. Enjoy the rest of your Monday, guys, and we'll see you tomorrow. Have a good one.
See you guys.